Crowley's globe is a loophole. Will always South America slide under the keel like a reptile asleep. The lock is raped by combs of ivory teeth. Goldsmith tallies the cost of light poured from her liver. Cook draws a map that is also a scar. Uno von Troll writes to banks of ice that answer with polite silence. Files of snow by species. Jefferson memorializes a whale to the French as if an embassy could be sent to appetite. Burke measures the sublime and forgets it is already measuring him. Blackstone asks how law can hold a creature that will not sign its name. Falcon, a shipwreck is a song to splinters. Cowper listens to harpoons singing their straight notes. Hunter dissects a giant as if it were a cathedral, finally consenting to be read. Each organ is a chapel, the spermaceti is a thought that refused to rot. Paley finds a watch in the dark and does not notice it beats like a heart torn from the sea. Cuvier arranges bones into futures. Cornet extends a fishery the way a shadow extends a body. The world before the flood lies just under the tideline, patient as a bruise. Lamb crowns the whale in triumph and the crown is made of hooks. Macy writes history by the light that smokes. Hawthorne tells twice because once never holds. Cooper pilots through the alphabet of waves. The letters breaking and rejoining like schools. Goethe listens as Eckermann empties his pockets of small oceans. Owen Chase keeps in his skull a sudden hole shaped like a white head. Elizabeth Oak Smith walks the strand and cannot decide which is more tender. The calf or the knife, scores by names, wins like children. Beale writes a book that sweats. Bennett goes round the globe and discovers it is only another kind of insight. Pussy sound like a prayer. Tire Man and Bennett catalog mercies that resemble exports. Webster stands up in a room while the sea moves the floor. Cheever sermons drip salt. Comstock counts cask as if counting were a penance. McCulloch defines value and accidentally includes the moon. Currents are paragraphs that refuse to end. Tales of the Voyager stack nights like crates. A newspaper prints the taking and retaking of the whole bomb arc, and the ink spreads like oil across the page. A cruise on a whaleboat is a sentence without commas. The O's the only punctuation. Miriam coffins are sutures to widows, and the future buys her back. Ribs and trucks are a grammar of bone and leverage. Darwin walks the deck and the deck walks him. Naturalist is another word for pilgrim. Wharton kills a whale and the echo kills him. The Nantucket song thins the air to a whistle. The whale song thickens it again until breath becomes a liquid and the lungs are compelled to swim. Index
that eats its entries. Genesis is first and also last. The alphabet becomes circular the way a horizon is. In that ring the whale sleeps with an open eye. Commerce is a delicate machine, lowered into the deep to ask for a favor. Theology is a net that catches only its own knots. Law is a ledger that keeps a single number, the weight that will not balance. Poetry is the spill that cannot be mopped, a sheen over all sight. Sometimes the whale rises under a chapel and lifts the nave a little, and everyone believes they are raptured. Sometimes it rises under a courtroom and the scales tilt and the judge weeps because the decision was always underneath him. Sometimes it rises under a theater and the tragedy becomes an anatomy lesson and the audience leaves oiled and speechless. Sometimes it rises under a schools and the children learn to write their names in steam. God rested, it was on the surface of this animal, which is not an animal but a field of interiority made visible. To touch it is to touch the thought that precedes touch. We harpoon in order to pronounce, and what we land is a question that keeps bleeding. We boil to make lamps of reveal, and boiling cannot simplify. In the end there is not light, but listen again. The sea returns to its first syllable, the word is still will, the mouth closes. The dream does not end.